Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now. Half of us are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Chief Execution Officer, Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
Next week, you know what I would like to hit on non-fantasy with you two?
What's that?
Both of our teams made knee-jerk decisions to extend their general manager needlessly on the last years of their deals.
I like yours and a lot better.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
Paul Charchian with Raheemy Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I mean, I wouldn't call it my fantasy necessarily to extend Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, but it is a topic that we will tackle today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody. We broadcast live from Old Crow in Wrigleyville.
And yeah, we'll get to Paul Charchian in just a moment. You've got about a minute, maybe 2 minutes, until we draw our first tickets to next week's Game 1 wild card. You got tickets out there. So if you haven't registered, you need to run up here right now and register to win 2 tickets to the Wild Card Series Game 1 next Tuesday, if it is at Wrigley Field. We're giving away tickets at 4:30, 5:30, and 6. You must be present to win. It's all brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud is for you.
And now we go live to a place that I have decided to call the Charge Dome. Paul Charchian, he's the chief officer of the Guillotine Leagues. He gets you ready for fantasy football every week here on 670 The Score with Raheemy Harrison Grody. And he's also at FantasyLife.com. So before we get to the GM discussion that I think is very valid, Charch, in the NFC North, you're talking about the Vikings, we're talking about the Bears. Let's start with what is going on in fantasy football. I didn't necessarily make the connection until you pointed it out, that when the Giants decided they were going to say Jackson Dart is starting for the rest of the season, what does that mean to the Giants offense and also anybody who may want to pick up Dart? What does this mean for guys who had Russell Wilson? Because Russ has given him already some pretty good weekends for fantasy.
Unlike Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart actually cares. He had a fierce competitor in college. You know, Wilson, I sleptwalked through last Sunday night's game and professionally embarrassing performance that I think chisels away at his otherwise potentially Hall of Fame resume. So let me ask the three of you. Do you think Russell Wilson is a first ballot Hall of Famer? Is he an eventual Hall of Famer? Or do you think he's on the outside looking in and never actually gets in?
I mean, I think number one, it's the service time in the league. Number two, he has a Super Bowl MVP to his name, so you got to factor that in. I do recall the time where he threw for 450 yards against the Cowboys 2 games ago. He's got 46,913 yards to his name, and for the career, that puts him 15th among passing leaders in the National Football League.
I think he's an eventual Hall of Famer. Yes. I don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
It's the guys who he's ahead of where it starts to get compelling. Because Joe Flacco is behind him at 16th. Then you've got Carson Palmer, Vinny Testaverde.
None of whom are even close to being considered Hall of Famers. Right?
Drew Bledsoe and Dan Fouts. And then ahead of him is Fran Tarkenton, Warren Moon, John Elway, climbing up the ladder, Eli Manning. Then you get into Matt Stafford at the top 10.
Those are all Hall of Famers above him. So he comes into that fringe area. He's a 10-time Pro Bowler, but he's only been All-Pro just twice.
And that does matter. That matters in the resume,
yes.
I think.
How about this? You know how many MVP votes he has gotten his entire career?
Off the top of my
head,
no.
I do not know. Tell us,
zero MVP votes for Russell Wilson in his entire career. So he won one Super Bowl, and then he lost one, of course, and he lost it on his own interception. There's a lot of people like, well, he should have won two Super Bowls. He could have won two Super Bowls. Yeah, they should have run the ball in that play, but he also gave that game away. So I don't know. I feel like Russell Wilson's chiseling away at his own Hall of Fame. He's padding stats, you know, like the 49,000, passing yards, whatever it was. He's padding his stats with these last couple of years, but I don't know that he's doing himself any favors in his Hall of Fame attempts, because what we saw was some of the worst quarterbacking imaginable for an end of game sequence in this last game. But
Jackson Dart now is the sixth quarterback that Malik Nabers will have worked with, and he's a second year player. So this is crazy. But is Malik Nabers? I mean, what's the effect, bottom line, on this offense?
Positive. Has to be positive. So you don't want to read too much into preseason. We know that, but Dart looked really good. He completed 78% of his passes. A lot of it was short stuff. And Lane Kiffin didn't ask Jackson Dart to develop a lot of progressions at Ole Miss. It was a lot of first read stuff. But I think that's what we're going to see initially, is a lot of short, catchable first read looks for Jackson Dart while he acclimates. But where Jackson Dart can be special for fantasy is his legs. I mean, he's got the big frame that you see in these power running quarterbacks. I'm not saying he's going to be Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen, but he can be like a level below those because he's got the big body. He embraces contact downfield. And if you're Brian Daboll trying to find any reason to keep your job, for the love of God, give Jackson Dart some designed runs, because that's where he can be special and really give you a matchup advantage, especially against a good Chargers pass defense that's just dropped the hammer on three straight quarterbacks this year through the air. But Dart's going to be a helper in fantasy because of his legs, unless Brian Daboll screws this up. He's my quarterback 21 in his debut this week.
21 seems low. I'm wondering where, you've guided me through my tight end problems of George Kittle being on IR. Now Travis Kelce, who was my other two tight ends. I like to run the 12 personnel on my fantasy team.
Oh, you do you?
Yes. I like that. Yes.
And you gave me a guy in New Orleans Saints tight end to lean on. But is Travis Kelce even worth starting anymore?
Boy, it's gotten bad, really bad. Now, you can just look at the eye test. You can tell Travis Kelce is not the same. But let me give you some numbers for what's happening that I think will also add some validation to what you're seeing with your eyes. Travis Kelce's separation rate last year was 3.5 yards. So that's, how far is he from a nearby defender when he's targeted? He's down from 3.5 yards to 2.9. This is a career low. Kelce isn't catching passes downfield. His ADOT, average distance of target, has shrunk to 6.5 yards. That's his shortest number in 11 years. It is hard to fill a box score on 6-yard catches. And let me give you a weird X factor on him, too. That shows, I think, the drop-off. Right now, Kelce ranks 58th in tight end pass blocking, according to Pro Football Focus. Only one tight end is lower, and it's a rookie. This is just not the same guy right now. And Kelce is, from a fantasy standpoint, over the past two seasons, he's been a single-digit fantasy point provider in half of his games. He's got massive downside, just like you saw last week. He is not an every-week starter.
Dang, let me go drop him right now.
We're talking to Paul.
I'm not saying that. Let's not get carried away.
Getting you ready for your fantasy football weekend here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And Charge, we'll just keep it going with the sobering nature of watching the Vikings in Chicago, because that win was commanding over the Bengals on Sunday. It also affects T. Higgins, what's going on with Joe Burrow. So what do you think about his fantasy season so far and what the prospects are?
Yeah, so T. Higgins went off the board round 3, most fantasy drafts. Right now, he is wide receiver 60 in fantasy points scored. 6-0, not 1-6, 60. Now, the thing is, it's not even his fault. He's got the league's second worst catchable pass rate of 53%. That's on Jake Browning, who I was actually optimistic. Jake Browning had been a good backup. He got destroyed, but they put his brain in a blender last week. And I'd love to tell you things are going to get better for Higgins because he's a good player. But the problem is you've got Ja'Marr Chase, and when you're a struggling offense and a struggling quarterback, you're going to go to your number one receiver the most. You're not making your progressions when you're behind the league's bottom-ranked pass-blocking offensive line. They rank 32nd in ESPN's pass-block win rate. So I don't think it gets better, and certainly not this week for T. Higgins as he goes up against Patrick Surtain and Riley Moss, arguably the best duo of cornerbacks in the league, and then they get the Packers 2 weeks later. This is a brutal spot for T. Higgins, who also not an automatic starter anymore.
Let's have that conversation, the one you wanted to have last week. I can't believe we're having this conversation, but you wanted to compare the Vikings front office and the man in charge against Ryan Poles, GM for the Chicago Bears?
I do, Marshall. I mean, philosophically, why did both of our teams give contract extensions to general managers who haven't won a single playoff game?
Okay, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah's 3 years. We won't count this season yet for him. His win percentage is .667 with the Vikings.
Yes.
That's hard to argue against. That's certainly better for an extension than, I don't know, 15-36, now 16-38.
Okay, that's fair. True. Both can be true, by the way. And our guy, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, is an awesome human being, A-plus human being. Love that guy. And love his story. That part is all fantastic. But the problem that he has brought, and he's been very good in free agency, by the way, Jonathan Grenard, Andrew Ginkle, Isaiah Rogers just posted the highest graded single score in PFF history. But the draft results, at the end of the day, can we agree? And Mark, you can feel free to chime in here too. At the end of the day, a general manager has to draft well. The backbone of your team is getting starters on rookie contracts.
I love that concept, but when it comes to securing an extension, no, apparently you don't have to do that. And I will again say, the hard part is about the initial extension for the GMs who are new with their teams is just what you said, Charge. Everything's rosy when you've got quarterbacks on rookie deals, when you have a lot of your team on maybe a first or a second contract before they get paid. And I feel like you're right. You can pay those free agents where you can just fill in the spots. But
yes,
at least the win percentage is in the right column for Kwesi. Like you just made a good argument for him. I have no argument for the GM.
He doesn't know what he has. That's the problem with Charge right now.
You don't know how good you have it?
Yeah, you don't know how good you have it, Charge. Well, and that's fine.
Minnesota Sports.
We all have blind spots.
Minnesota Sports right there. Here's
look what Kevin O'Connell did with Carson Wentz last week.
Yeah, he wrung reasonably good play out of Carson Wentz. Kevin O'Connell, I think Kevin O'Connell has helped give Kwesi his second contract. I think we can all agree Kevin O'Connell has outperformed what he should be able to do with the team that he's had. And Kwesi, basically, we're three drafts in for Kwesi. He's hit on like three picks out of the whole draft. He had Jordan Addison and almost nobody else. And everybody else
we're not doing this, Charge. Do you know what Ryan Poles' drafts look like?
when he keeps the picks, unlike for when he trades, say, pick 32 for Chase Claypool, does that ring a bell?
Oh,
yeah,
that
come
was
on,
brutal.
I thought this was going to be a productive conversation, but I have to say I am very disappointed in you right now for making this comparison. But thank you as always, Sharks. We do appreciate all the fantasy love, and I'm going to definitely make some moves based on what you just told me.
That is a deal, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.